One of the new faces coming to the Senate has actually been there before. Democrat Jeff Merkley of Oregon was a Senate intern more than 30 years ago. This year, he surprised the political establishment by beating the Republican incumbent, Senator Gordon Smith, by more than 50,000 votes. NPR's David Wellna has this profile of Senator-elect Jeff Merkley.
On the first day of last month's lame duck session of Congress, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid stepped before a thicket of TV cameras, hot lights, and microphones outside the Senate chamber. He was there to present the newly elected Democratic senators standing at his side. But Reid did not even introduce them by name, much less give them a chance to take questions from reporters.
Thank you all very much. We look forward to many exchanges in the future, but I think now this is about the best we can do. Thank you.
That move effectively cut off possible questions about the controversial financial bailout that Reid had backed. Oregon's Jeff Merkley, along with several of the other new senators, opposed that measure. Later, at the same spot outside the Senate chamber, Merkley sat down with me and did discuss his opposition to a financial rescue he felt had failed to address predatory mortgage lending.
So I really felt it hadn't been worked through thoughtfully, and that it would send the wrong message, because if we didn't have the courage to take on the fundamental issues that created the problem, what kind of message does that send?
Does that sort of put you out of step with the leadership of your party?
Well, it did put me out of step with the party. It wasn't the first time. It won't be the last.
Merkley says he's comfortable breaking ranks. Though he grew up a Democrat, he showed up at the Capitol 32 years ago to do an internship with a moderate Republican senator from Oregon he admired, Mark Hatfield.
Here I am doing the same thing, but this time to prepare to take the seat that Senator Hatfield formerly held.
And did you ever imagine yourself doing that when you were 19?
I absolutely never imagined it. I imagined it as the perfect job, but never thought I'd ever have a chance to run for the position or win the position. I'm still pinching myself.
The minute I met Jeff Merkley, I said, this guy would be a great senator.
That's New York Senator Charles Schumer. He led the Senate Democrats' drive to grow their majority. Merkley was not Schumer's first choice to challenge Gordon Smith, but the other leading contenders in Oregon all viewed Smith as too hard to beat. Schumer says Merkley turned out to be just the right candidate.
He cared about the issues. He had the stature. He had that sort of gentle strength that I thought people of Oregon would like.
Merkley's done everything from being a national security analyst for the Pentagon in Congress to heading Habitat for Humanity in Portland to becoming Oregon's Speaker of the House. He's the first from his family to attend college with degrees from Stanford and Princeton. Merkley gives much credit to his father, a sawmill worker.
Always worked with his hands, but he believed passionately in America, and he was an incredible influence on me. He'd come home from work, he'd watch the evening news, he'd read the newspaper, and he'd run a commentary about how we could build a better America, if you will. And that was my initial political education and policy education, and my father was a very thoughtful man, and I learned a great deal.
Merkley is also a Rubik's Cube expert. It's a skill he may need, finding a home here for his family, a new school for his two children, and his place in a Senate with one of the biggest freshman classes in memory. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.